Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We have a mobile site. If you go to our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, on your mobile device, it will convert over to our mobile site. We don't have an app. We don't have a mobile app. You've heard me talk about that before. Our product, the things that we deliver on our website work better in a site, a mobile site, not an app. That's a lesson for you. Every small business doesn't need a mobile app, but every small business needs a mobile site. And we may have an app. Well, actually, we had an app first, and we decided to go to the site. Anyway, so check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use the things we're doing as an example. You can learn from us, I think. I want to talk about some macroeconomics for a second here, for a few minutes, I guess I should say. America, the global economy is really a little sick right now. It's kind of in a tough place. You know, you've heard China's growth is off quite a bit. Europe is basically back in a recession. The United States, we got our headwinds over here, right? Unemployment crept up again recently. Our GDP growth is down. It's been revised down. The first quarter was revised down again. We're currently growing at around 2% or less right now. We got a lot of other issues. We still got problems on Wall Street, the housing, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of things to be frightened about the global economy. Here in America, we have our challenges, as I said, but I am not worried about America. I really am not. I believe America is going to be just fine because of how we're structured, how we're built, and the way we think about things. America is going to be able to solve its problems. It may take us longer than we want. We may not like the process. We may not be in love with the result. But we're going to fix our problems. We're going to solve our problems. The political issues we have, the economic issues, the marketplace issues, all those. We're going to solve those things. And the reason I know that is because for two reasons. Number one, we have the systems in place. We have the political and the market institutions and systems in place that can do that. Maybe it just may take longer than we thought, but we have the tools. We have the tools to do it. We also have the will to do it, and we have the experience in having done it. We've been there and done that. We know what we have to do to put Humpty Dumpty back together again here in America. So while I might not like where we are, and I may not be in love with what the result is, I know that America is going to be just fine. It's just going to take some time. I do have a concern about Europe. I'm really concerned about Europe, and the reason is Europe doesn't have the solution type of tools that we do. You know, the European Union is only about, 15 years old? And they've only had a common currency for less than that, maybe 10 or 11 years or so, the euro. And of course, all the members of the euro, of the eurozone don't use the euro, the euro as a currency. England, for example, Denmark doesn't, et cetera, et cetera. So, but most of them do, the majority of them do use the euro. But they've got these problems in Europe that they've got all these different countries with all the, and each country can have its own fiscal policy and borrow their own money. But when they get into trouble, they don't have the ability to get themselves out of it. And so they turn to the Eurozone. And the Eurozone has never had to go through this before. They're only now facing getting themselves out of this problem in a way that America has done many times before in the past. The United States have done this. We've done it a lot. So we've got that experience. In Europe, they don't have that experience. This is the first time around the course for them. And they don't have the tools. And there's something else they don't have. And this is the main reason why I'm confident about America, and I'm more worried about Europe. They don't have entrepreneurship in Europe, at least not the way we have here in America. We have the ability, because of our entrepreneurial DNA, we have the ability to grow our way out of anything, any problem we might have. We don't have to worry about raising enough revenue through taxes by raising rates. We can turn our economy around. We can raise all the revenue the government needs just through by creating wealth here in America, which is what we do. In Europe, it's not like that. They don't have that same attitude. And the reason they don't have the same entrepreneurial attitude is they don't have a well-developed relationship with failure. In Europe, failure is like a scarlet letter. In America, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. Nobody likes to fail, but we're comfortable with it because we know that we will redeem ourselves here in America. When we fail, we redeem ourselves. You redeem me. I redeem you. That's what we do here in America. In Europe, if you fail, it's a scarlet letter. So people aren't willing to take those kinds of risks. And that's the reason why long term, I'm very bullish on America. Long term, I'm very concerned about Europe. Just for whatever that's worth, pay attention to that because it will affect our businesses over time, over the next 5 years. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.